Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
It's the Spotlight on Women's Health, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. Listen as their experts and physicians answer your questions on women's health.
Hey, that's what we're doing today. It is Women's Health Month, and we got so many text messages about the last conversation we had. Maybe this one will be of interest to you as well. Joining us is Dr. Susan Tsai, and Dr. Susan Tsai is a minimally invasive gynecologic surgeon at Northwestern Medicine for complex gynecology. What exactly is, well, we know what minimally invasive is, and I would guess, doctor, whenever somebody's got to see a gynecologist for some kind of surgery, you want it to be minimally invasive, correct?
Correct. We always want everything to be minimally invasive. It has less blood loss, a faster recovery, less pain. So anything that we can do with small incisions or no incisions is the way we want to do it.
And one of the big issues that you deal with are fibroids. How common are fibroids?
Fibroids are extremely common in women. Up to 70% of women by the age of 50 already have fibroids.
You know, I had a friend who had one and had to have it removed so she could have a baby, you know? I mean, so you see people of all ages, and it's just not that unusual, is it?
It isn't. And often, it's such a weird thing. We'll find it because someone comes to their routine visit, and they get examined, and they find, oh, your uterus is kind of bigger. Let's see what's kind of going on. And so we often diagnose them based on exam, noting that something's, you know, enlarged. We get some imaging, like an ultrasound, and we find you've got some fibroids. And depending on where they are, they cause all different symptoms. So they can be heavy bleeding. It can be pressure, heaviness, discomfort, or pain. And sometimes for some people, it's infertility or the inability to have children.
So, but you can't feel them like if you were to push on your pelvic area, can you? Or would they protrude a little bit?
They can protrude. So if your uterus gets big enough, I kind of liken fibroids to a bag of marbles, and you have all different sizes of marbles in your bag. And they get bigger. So the more you put in, the bigger the uterus gets. And so often what you're feeling, if you do feel something, is usually your uterus is enlarged. But if they're on the surface, you can feel irregularities, and that could be a fibroid that you're feeling.
And so how do you get rid of them? That's what we want to know. Don't want them in our bodies. We want them out.
Well, you don't always need to get every single fibroid out. So it really depends on your symptoms and how it's affecting your quality of life. So if you're limited from your activities and you feel like it's preventing you from doing something, that could be a reason for getting them out. If you're really having heavy bleeding, we want you to get them out because we don't want you to get blood transfusions. We have different ways of removing them, and a little bit depends on what your future plans are for children or not having children. Our most definitive way of removing them is a hysterectomy, where we just remove the uterus, and that prevents all fibroids from coming back at all. With this as an added benefit, you get no periods anymore. So that's ultimately what one of the reasons why you're having your hysterectomy for. If you're still thinking about having children, though, our options are basically removal of just the fibroids. We call that myomectomy. And we can do that through very small incisions on the belly. We call those mini laparotomies, maybe like a 2 to 3 inch incision on your abdomen. We can do it laparoscopically, which is small little incisions, and we do surgery by camera that way. Robotically, similarly, stood up the same way, but we can sit down and use instruments too, and we move our fingers and the instruments move in that way. Or sometimes people have fibroids where they affect bleeding, and we can approach it vaginally through hysteroscopy.
This is Dr. Susan Tsai. She is a minimally invasive gynecologic surgeon at Northwestern Medicine Center for Complex Gynecology, because it's Women's Health Month. So we're celebrating today just by talking to a variety of female doctors at Northwestern about female-centered issues. And I know guys are like, what is a fibroid? But let me tell you, if the woman in your life is suffering, you know about it. And this is a way to learn something and to help. So when you talk about a hysterectomy, specifically for people who have not gone through menopause, that would be a hysterectomy with leaving the ovaries in, so you would not have an early onset menopause, correct?
Correct. We definitely know based on studies that if you're still having periods and you require a hysterectomy for various reasons, keeping your ovaries, if your ovaries are still working, are beneficial for your bone health as well as your heart health. And so we tend to leave them in unless people have a really strong family history of ovarian cancer that might change the counseling to remove them. But most of the time, we're telling you to keep them in.
So how do women know what option is best for them?
Yeah, so I think that's a great question. There's not one that fits all, but it's really kind of finding out where these fibroids are, what your symptoms are, and really having a discussion with your physician. You might be that person that has that type of fibroid that's really affecting your bleeding, and that approach might be the best would be vaginally to kind of scrape it out, or I say peel it out, and shave it down to the normal line in the uterus. You might be that person who's really trying to avoid surgery and wants to have a minimally invasive approach and could see potentially our interventional radiologist who do a procedure called uterine fibroid embolization. And with that, the goal is to kind of shrink the fibroids so that you have less symptoms. The fibroids are still there, but hopefully the symptoms that you're having are kind of all gone. So it's all kind of tailored to what your symptoms are, where your fibroids are, and how many you have.
Okay. And so when should women seek care or you know, make an appointment? Like what's, I know there's not a definitive answer to that, but if there's somebody listening, like, I'm having some of those things she's talking about, should they just jump in and make an appointment now?
Yeah. You know, I think it's very important. We as women, I think, push away our health issues all the time. And I think we have to be proactive and take care of ourselves, right? Because we take care of everybody else. And so if you're having some of these symptoms like pressure, heaviness, abnormal bleeding, difficulty with urination, sometimes it causes constipation or difficulty having a bowel movement. I think those are all things that, you know, require some sort of workup, and especially if it's affecting your quality of life and preventing you from doing things that you want to do.
Well, thank you for joining us. I appreciate it. Dr. Susan Tsai, she is at Northwestern. You can visit ccgyn.nm.org. Have a beautiful day, doctor.
You too. Thank you so much for having me on the show, Lisa.
You're welcome. Thanks for joining us. Hey, that's the Newsroom Temperature Check today, sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling. And Steve has the news coming up next. Mary will check traffic, and Kevin's got the sports. That's all from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.